So anyway, I'm joined live in the studio with Jenny Sheridan. Good morning, Jenny.
Hiya, Debbie.
And Jenny, you're no stranger here to Nairnfermline. You've been in a few times talking about holistic remedies. And I suppose it is the way forward now, holistic remedies, and where people trying out more this before they start probably taking, more
absolutely
prescribed pills. Tell us a little bit about what the work you do in your holistic centres.
Well, we're mainly a teaching centre. We do aromatherapy, reflexology, massage. We do all kinds of massage, sports massage, India head massage, the whole shebang. We also offer one-to-one therapies to clients. But what you were saying about therapies being kind of more popular, there's been a lot of studies lately about antibiotics, that they're not working as effectively as they should be, that as time goes on, they're going to work less effectively.
Do you think we're taking them too freely?
I think so, yeah.
Doctor Skinner, I've noticed the last couple of times I've been over there, even with the kids, he'll say to me, I'll give you a prescription, but don't take it unless it gets, if you feel you really need to. Before they'd give you the prescription, that was your antibiotic. So you're probably right.
Yeah. You know. What they tend to do, antibiotics will actually destroy all bacteria in your system. And you need some of them. Some of those bacteria are good to fight off infection. So you get a viral infection, you've no bacteria. If you take an antibiotic, all they're doing is killing off all your bacteria, which means you have no defences.
And you need that, as you said, to kind of fight off other types of illnesses. So all those different types of remedies you've said, the reflexology, acupuncture and all that.
Yeah.
How would a person know what specific one they should come for if they have a certain ailment?
Well, I suppose the best thing really to do is to talk to a therapist. I mean, they can give us a ring any time. We can talk them through kind of what their symptoms are, what the best remedy is, what they prefer as well.
Yeah.
Essential oils are really powerful as natural antibiotics on their own.
Are they really?
Really, yeah, once you use them properly, yeah.
And that's the thing, using them properly, isn't it? Getting to know how to use them.
Yeah, huge. There's a lot of people out there saying that you use them directly on the skin, you don't dilute them, that you take them internally, and that's really important that you know how to use them properly. Mm. But it's very easy when you know how.
Okay, and I know probably a lot of it would work on physical symptoms. What about emotional as well? Is it good for that?
Absolutely huge, yeah. They're all really good for that. And there's a couple of oils that are really good for that. One of them in particular, called Ylang-ylang, will actually control the amount of adrenaline in your body and control palpitations and regulate the heart rate.
And how would you take this now?
What you would do is you would mix it up in a vegetable oil like olive oil, two drops of Ylang-ylang per teaspoon of olive oil, and you can inhale it, you can rub it on your chest, you can use it in a bath or a massage or whatever.
Okay, well, last week I did an interview now about nervous flying, people who are nervous flying, and it's that time of the year where people are going on holidays.
Yeah.
And I have a daughter who hates flying, and she's going to be flying, I'm going away on Saturday, but she's flying over on her own then on Sunday, and she's dreading it.
Oh,
right. Is there anything natural she can take to relax?
Well, if you want, I'll make her a blend for you, Debbie. I can pop it into you. What I'll use would be an essential oil called bergamot, which is known as little oil of stress. It's calming and uplifting. Ylang-ylang and lavender. Lavender is a very kind of overall emotional balancer.
So and would she actually take that or just inhale it?
What she would do is I make up a little bottle mixed up with olive oil, and she can rub it onto her chest, or she can smell it or whatever
and
she likes.
And this is naturally calm. So
it is, yeah. I use it during exams for the students when they're nervous.
Oh, very good,
and you
want to
see the difference?
Really?
Yeah, the whole atmosphere comes down.
I'd sell that for the kids doing their leaving cert and junior cert. But if people are listening out there and they want to get, do you make up the bottles for people if they want to buy them?
Like, absolutely, instead of buying,
do they have to buy all the remedies, you know, all the different oils to mix up? Or do you say that's specifically for something you can use that?
Yeah, we often get people coming in saying they have a chest infection or they have this or they're nervous or what, and we just talk them through the different oils that will help them, make them up a blend then based on what they like, and they can just buy the blend.
Brilliant. And what about the hospitals? Do you think hospitals are getting more, recognised and holistic? Do they use it in hospitals yet?
They're starting to. There's some places in Limerick apparently using Reiki, which is one of the energy healing. They are getting more popular. One of my students, who was from Belfast, she's a nurse, but she's actually employed full-time in a centre as a nurse, but she's doing aromatherapy and reflexology full-time. Yeah. Because that's such a helpful effect on the patients. A lot of nurses are coming to do my courses and are trying to bring it into the hospitals. It will come in.
I can't see why they don't, especially in places like the hospice.
Yes.
To offer people this. I mean, if people are listening, they haven't experienced an Indian head massage, which you gave me before, and it was absolutely brilliant.
You'll have to come back.
So I will. So relaxing. And the reflexology is it just takes you out for about half an hour, and you're just kind of in that such a relaxation kind of place.
Yeah.
And it's I can't understand why the hospitals don't, especially maternity hospitals as well, when
you're
going into labour, just to kind of relax you a little bit. I think it'd work wonders instead of
helping
you with like epidurals and whatever else.
Well, I actually used those when I was having my second child.
Did you?
And the difference was amazing. I mean, you can't say for definite it was the oils, but I was so calm, didn't need an epidural, and when he arrived, he was so chilled out. Never seen a more chilled out baby compared to my first child.
Like, I suppose when you have yourself worked up, and which you would when you're going into labour, it is quite scary, but you have yourself worked up, it's going to be 10 times worse than if you were more relaxed and, it's going to relax it. So, I mean, I can't, and I really think a hospital should kind of start taking more notes of this and, recognising it and offering it to patients and, I actually did when I was in the Coombe Hospital, and that's going back about, what's my youngest, 13, about 17 years, but I think it was on my second last child, and they did. There was some reason that she couldn't give me reflexology. I had a clot or something, like she couldn't give me, but I got a hand kind of reflexology in my hands.
Oh, very good,
And that's come back. So that was in the Coombe, actually. So they probably have that there now. And I was so relaxing. I had them on my foot with you, but on the hand was lovely as well.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about yourself, Jenny. How did you get involved?
I was working as a therapist in a centre in Malahide, and then I started doing a bit of teaching, doing the weekend stuff. Then I went off to train to be a teacher of the diploma courses, training professional therapists. So I worked up in the healing house in Fidford for a while, and then I had the opportunity to get my own place in the Mall, and then we have just moved on to a bigger place, so it just keeps growing.
And how long are you in the Mall?
We were in the Mall for 3 years, from 2012 to now.
And then you moved down to the Marina.
It's a bigger place, just more park, and it's much handier.
Okay, now if people are listening and say they'd like to give it a go, they'd like to either try acupuncture or reflexology, what can they expect when they go and see you first? They go in and talk about the symptoms, and then you kind of recommend what is good. Say, okay, I'll say I have a person coming in with a back pain and, well, I'd say a shoulder pain, elbow, back pain, a pain all over, don't know why and where it's coming from. What would be the best?
Yeah, well, the first thing that all the therapists would do a consultation form to make sure there's nothing that we shouldn't be working on, because very conscious, not doing any harm as well. So we just have a chat with you and see what your symptoms are. And a lot of it now might be your own preference. Sometimes people might say go for, in one session, a mini reflexology and a mini Indian head massage, because you can't decide massage or reflexology, which one, but have a bit of both.
And can you do that?
Of course you can, because once you come in, the hour is yours, you do whatever you want, and all of our therapists are trained across a whole range of different therapies.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's lovely. People like that.
Yeah, that's lovely, and I would recommend that, the Indian massage and reflexology. But I actually think I've had everything. I had acupuncture done as well when I was pregnant. I think I mentioned this before, on my last baby, and I was prone to getting clots and during pregnancy, and I just said I'm going to do this and see, does it help and will it prevent me getting the clot, and it actually did. I didn't get a clot after I did the acupuncture for the whole, I did it now for the 9 months, and so it's safe enough to do for if you're pregnant.
We have an acupuncturist there called Samantha, and she's been training for 4 years, so she's very good. She's getting great results for pregnancy related ailments, headaches, nervous tension and infertility.
Oh, really?
Yeah, other things too, but that's where she's really kind of shining in those areas.
And Jenny, for pessimistics out there who say, I don't believe in all that, what good is a few little needles been stuck in you? It's not going to do anything. How does it actually work?
Well, how it works is that there is energy lines called meridians that run up and down the body, and blocks can form into meridians, and that will lead to kind of stagnation, and it'll lead to a kind of all kinds of ailments. Mm. Acupuncture has been around for 5,000 years. Yeah. And the effects are just amazing. It has been poo-pooed, but then when you look at they're getting the results, so...
Exactly,
The results will speak for themselves, really.
Well, it worked for me now. Whether it was just pure luck that I just didn't get it a third time, but I'd say it was the acupuncture. People say, oh, I hate needles. It's not like getting a needle. You barely feel them. I mean, it's a tiny little pinprick in you, you know.
Sometimes they can be a little bit sore. If you have an area that there is a blockage in, as they call it, it can be a little bit sore. But the effects of it are great. Like, my daughter has been to Samantha a couple of times, and she's been very tired and stressed out. And she said, there was a few that were sore. But she said she would feel great the next day. She'd have a great sleep, because she was having problems with insomnia as well. So, Sam was getting absolutely fantastic results.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's brilliant. But if you are afraid of needles, it's not like the big needle that you see when you're getting them.
It's not. They're more like they're teeny tiny little needles.
And these break down the Yes, and there's like little blockages, so these need to break down the blockages.
Yeah, it's like it's an energy block. So we're all made of energy, and there's energy going through us, and the energy flows up and down. It's kind of similar in a way to the principles of reflexology, because we're working on the feet to kind of help with the problem in the shoulder. But it can be through the energy as well that it works. But
it's amazing, isn't it, how you can tell everything from your feet, reflexology.
Oh yeah, we had a girl in the other day, and she had hurt her hip, and she showed me her hip, and it was all bruised. And in the class, then another girl started working on her. I just happened to catch sight of her foot, and on her hip area, there was a bruise. So I went over, I said to the other girl, I said, "That wasn't there before," and she goes, "No, it definitely wasn't there before." And I said, "Yeah, your hip area is bruised the same as your hip on your actual
your
hip." Oh. Absolutely. I still keep getting blown away by reflexology.
And then people say, how can you tell your whole body from your foot? Like, I mean, how can you actually read a foot? You know, from the toes, but every little piece of your foot is part of your body, isn't it?
It is. And you see things like people with who would be in accidents and who would have spinal curvature, slight curvature. You can see that on the foot as well.
Really?
The spine is on the inside, and you can see with the same point on the spine, the corresponding point on the spine is actually raised a bit.
And you don't, I would love to do reflexology, but as I told you before, Jenny, I hate feet. That doesn't matter. And people are saying, oh, I'm not going to show my feet off. I'd be one of those because I have horrible toes. But to show, you know, you're used to seeing feet at this stage. You've seen every type of foot.
Yeah, absolutely. Most people, I've stressed this on the classes as well, most people are very conscious of their feet. Oh, I have hard skin there. Oh, my toes look weird. Mm. Everyone thinks that.
No, my toes are terrible.
But yeah, but everyone would think the same, you know. Yeah. So I'm saying just to the students, be very conscious of, you know, people being embarrassed about it. And I have a lot of people actually who would start off doing courses kind of saying, "Oh, don't touch my feet," and then kind of, "Oh no, I like this.
It's lovely."
A lot of it depends on how the session is handled.
Yeah.
The therapist is professional. She's looking after you, and the embarrassment.
It goes after a while.
It does go.
And can you tell? You know, say some people have very hard skin on their feet.
Yeah.
And with people, different kind of probably more sweaty feet.
Yeah.
Is that their body's way of, you know, if you have very hard skin on your feet, is that a sign of anything in your body? Are you dehydrated or something?
It can be. It can be dehydration. It can be just that you haven't got you don't have a chance to moisturise because you're so busy. It can be an emotional thing. I often find that if there's hard skin in a certain area, the body is protecting itself. I had a client who had a bit of hard skin over her heart area.
Oh, really?
And I knew that she was having, obviously, emotional issues. She didn't. I knew kind of between the lines that she was having them. And I could see it was as though somebody had painted a line around her heart reflex.
And you've seen that from the hard skin on her face?
Yeah, and it was only on the left foot, it wasn't on the right foot. The heart reflex on the left foot was just bizarre.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So that's reflexology, and that's acupuncture. There's another thing you do, a candle. What's that?
We do Hopi ear candling. Now, I would think sometimes that Indian head massage can be better. Hopi ear candling, it can work great, or it might not work that well. So I tend not to kind of push it that much for that reason. It can work really well for things like earwax. It's a very pleasant treatment. You have a cone actually made of reinforced cotton. You light one end of it, and that creates a kind of a suction effect.
Oh,
and it kind of helps to clear the ear.
And then, you put it in your ear?
Yeah. Now, it's not an actual candle. You put it in your ear. There's a little safety thing on it, so nothing can actually fall down into your ear.
Okay.
It creates a suction effect, first of all, and then as the candle starts to burn down, the oils make the air heavy, and the air drops into your ear and creates a massage effect in the ear.
Oh, and that will remove the wax then?
Yeah, it can, yeah.
It sounds a little bit better than getting the syringe done in your ear. That's a bit...
Yeah. What I would do, though, with that, I would combine that with Indian head massage, because on its own, it can be great or sometimes not, but Indian head massage is really good, so I would work Indian head massage, pressure points, as well as the Hopi ear candling and essential oils. We just use everything.
That's great. It's a good end there for a day and get everything done.
Yeah.
But for Indian head massage, would that be more for people who are suffering with stress and tension? And
Stress, tension, headaches, insomnia. We usually in Indian head massage, it's the upper back, but we just intend to include the whole back, a little bit on the whole back. So.
And can you tell from the head as well now if where they're suffering? Or is that just...
Not really. No. And I think there is a way of doing it. I haven't actually learned that. I know you can read the ear, you can read the tongue, you can read different things. I can read the feet. I haven't read the head yet.
I know there's a guy that used to come in here and he could read everything from your eyes.
Yes. Yes, that's iridology. That's amazing as well. Yeah, I've been very, very accurate with that. It's
amazing,
very
isn't it, how you can tell from different parts of your bodies how it is. So tell us a little bit about the courses, if someone's interested in doing a course.
Well, we have a couple of weekend courses coming up in July. We have our holistic five-oil facial that I put together with our acupuncturist, so we're combining the oils and we're combining acupressure points. We have integrated energy therapy coming up. We've introduction to healing. We've deep tissue cupping, which is a massage using cups, which means you can go, they're kind of like silicone cups. You can use an awful lot more pressure without it actually being sore for people. So you're getting really in there. So that's new.
Is massage supposed to be sore?
No.
No, it's supposed to be enjoyable and relaxing. What about the one where you see where someone's kind of kneeling on your back and digging their elbows in? Is that a different type of massage?
You can do that, but even that shouldn't hurt. I would always say to students that pain is the body's sign to stop, not to keep going.
Okay, so if you're getting massage and it's hurting you in a certain place, you just stop and say, no, this isn't comfortable.
Yeah, but what I would do is I would tell the person, the students, that what you do is you ease up pressure, do some nice relaxing, warm, relaxing strokes, and then try it again. And usually then you can go in deeper without it being painful.
And would you recommend people to have a massage at least once? In the life, I've never had a massage, a full body massage.
You have to come in, Debbie.
I have to get that. I'll never leave. That's just one thing that I'd be a little bit conscious of going in and, you know, just probably, I don't know, I'm a bit, I'm bad enough with my feet, show me feet, but to kind of strip and have a massage, I'd be a little bit more.
Well, if you think about it, I mean, most people, we're told by the media, we're meant to have this perfect figure.
Yeah.
It's 34, 22, 34, something like that.
Just like we have.
Exactly like me, I'm not quite myself, I wish. But people aren't like that.
I know.
You very, very rarely have that perfect figure. Like, the therapist isn't going to have a perfect figure herself. She doesn't care if you have lumps and bumps. That's not what it's about.
And that's it. You just kind of say, especially when you go to a doctor as well, a lot of people, that's one of the things why people put off going to see a doctor as well, surveyed the embarrassment.
Yeah,
especially men. Like, because they're embarrassed. I mean, doctors have seen everything.
Yeah, of course they have, yeah.
Like, your therapists have seen it all. So do go along, and if you're feeling, as I said, Jenny, a little bit stressed, or even just go for a little head massage. That's lovely. The Indian head massage is really nice, really relaxing. So do you have a web page that people can go on and have a look?
I do, yeah. It's info, I-N-F-O, as essentials with an S, holistic.com.
Essentialsholistic.com. Yeah. Right, again there. And is there a phone number?
Yeah, it's 085...
Yeah.
6332.
And you're there, is it 6 days a week?
Well, we're actually available 7 days a week, depending on demand, yeah.
Which you must be really, really busy.
Well, so it depends on what the demand is, but we have a lot of therapists and they're kind of more or less accommodating.
So would you recommend people, if they've come down with something, to go and have a chat with you first, see if you can help them, and then if you can't, then probably go on to the GP to get strong painkillers or antibiotics?
Yeah, well, I mean, if it was something serious or something, say a bump they couldn't explain, go and see a GP, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
But if your tires run down, you have aches and pains and it's muscular, definitely. We also do sport massage as well, which would deal with actual sporting injuries.
Really?
Yeah, we have a couple of sports massage therapists too.
Very good. And do you work on children?
We would work on children, yeah. Usually that we find that the parents prefer to stay in the room, and that's absolutely fine. But yeah, we do work on children.
Right, because I mentioned this before, when I was getting the acupuncture, my daughter was only 3 at the time, and she was a little bit hyper, a little bit wild.
Yeah.
And the girl was, she said, I'll just put a few, and you'll see that she calmed down a little bit.
She did.
She's a great kid now, but she was just one of these hyperactive children. You just couldn't let her go for a minute. Anyway, Jenny, thanks for coming in today. It was great talking to you again, and maybe we'll do a list of the courses that are available if people are interested. I know you said some in July, maybe September there'll be more as well, when people start going back.
We're actually starting a 6-month diploma course in October with massage, aromatherapy, reflexology, sport massage, diet, nutrition.
Can you do aromatherapy on its own?
You would need to do anatomy and physiology as well, either before or with us, just to understand how the body's working.
Because
you're dealing on the body, you're dealing with kind of...
And is that very intense, that course?
The anatomy and physiology?
Yeah.
There is an awful lot to it. It's really interesting, but I'm teaching it an awful long time, and I have a lot of ways of making it easier. We do games, we do poems, so it does come together.
It does come easier.
All right,
Jenny, thanks.
Thanks very much, Debbie. Lovely to talk to you.